start the special meeting of the regular Water Wastewater Committee. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Great. This is time for public comment. Is there anybody online?
No.
Okay. Time for public comment. If there's nobody in the room that wants to say anything, there's nobody online. If you do want to say something, I don't believe there's anybody, but staff, raise your hand. Nobody's raising their hand. All right, we'll close public comment, and I will move on to approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the draft meeting minutes from June 5th.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Who's that?
Yeah, Gregory?
He's just fine. I don't hear anybody else.
Not me either.
They don't hear us.
We got some purgatory here.
Hold on. Everybody, hold on.
There we go. Now people are coming.
I don't see anyone else except you.
I see the town and I see Margaret.
Hold on. Brief hold for technology.
Can you hear the town?
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Okay, so we can all hear you. So if you guys all stay quiet right now until we call you, can you hear me speaking?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, so moving on to updates, I'd like to have Anthony come up and give us an internship update. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Funny guy.
So at one of the recent board meetings when I did a presentation, I did mention that it was Viola's interest to create a new internship program. We want to reach out to our college students, high school kids that may want to get into the water and wastewater industry. But we didn't just stop at that. Viola has created, and we will implement the first internship program as a water and wastewater operator in our field. It will begin at the local schools, Solano College. There's a couple of colleges, of course, San Jose and others in our area that we're going to reach out to. But January 1st, 2025 will be the start, and then we'll go for a full year. Calendar year, the first phase, and then as we get into the program and as more students seem interested and reach out, we will probably open up for more. But Discovery Bay will be one of the projects Viola has that will have up to 2 internships per year. The idea is to rotate these internships to some of our projects where they can see and experience the type of wastewater plant we have at Discovery Bay and the different types of wastewater systems and plants that we have around the community. And then what that does is build them a career path in our industry that by the time they get done with the internship program, they have at the same time completed their 1,800 hours required by California for OIT experience. And then after that first year, then we'll actually be able to test and take their wastewater operator certification course right out of college. So I wanted to bring that to the attention. Another add-on to this program is we are soon going to have some data that I can share with you that will offer this same kind of internship to our military vets and returning soldiers that are looking for a business to get into after they come back from war, or they, maybe they didn't go to college, things like that, and they want to get into the industry. So I'll provide more updates on this in the future. Just wanted to let you know and be able to share that with y'all.
Do you know what colleges are going out? Do you know what colleges you're going out to?
We do, and I can send you a list of colleges we have. But we're actually going to meet in Discovery Bay August the 7th.
So you're going out probably out to San Joaquin County and catching Delta College also?
Yep.
Okay.
So we are actually meeting with Solano College on August the 7th.
Solano?
Solano.
Okay.
And then we'll also
Heard everyone just fine for a while.
Hey, Greg. Greg.
Greg.
Greg.
Greg.
There's
so we'll be reaching several colleges in there.
Are you going to do the community colleges out here? Like, what's
yeah,
the
we're
going
to try to reach as many as we can. We're going to start with a few bigger ones that we think are going to attract some, get it out there. But if we will, if any of the colleges, and if you know of colleges, then maybe.
Yeah, well, I know there's there's 26 colleges in the Bay Area,
yeah.
And they're all I serve all of them.
Yeah.
So, but through the veterans program.
Yeah.
But so if you need me. Questions answered on that, I can help with that.
Yeah, I know Los Madonnas has a really good kind of vocational program, so that would be a good way to do that too.
Anyway, thank you. We look forward to that and being a part of that and having them learn a little bit about us too, so that's great.
Thank you.
Next online are our discussion items. Now, do we have our technology resolved?
I think so.
Mike Uraka, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, item one, 5A. Five, sorry.
Yes. So, previously the board has been informed about the degradation of water quality in Well 5A and budgeted about $281,000 to basically abandon that well or fill it with grout so that we can protect the aquifer from any contamination from shallower groundwater. The controls building, some above ground piping, things like that. So we are actually currently out to bid right now on that project. But we need to also do the CEQA document. This is exempt under CEQA. And so before you as a resolution approving the project and approving the CEQA exemption and approving the notice of exemption to be filed with the county clerk's office. And so that is what this item is all about. So we can just do the CEQA compliance for the project.
Do you have any questions for my comment?
No
questions. OK. The way I understand it, correct me wrong, Dina, the committee is aware of this and would recommend that we move the resolution forward to the board for approval.
And it's there to her tonight.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you for that. That was more informational for us, and I appreciate that. But we now are informed to be able to discuss it with the board if we need to tonight.
Correct.
And then item two is yours also, Mike.
Yes. So you'll recall that we went out to bid for the Marlin Marina Pipeline Project, and we did get some good bids for the contractor work of basically digging on both sides of the river, one on Marlin and one on Marina, to get to the pipe that crosses under the river, and we were going to help the liner company insert the liner inside the pipe after our general contractor opened up the two ends of the pipe. And at that time, we were informed that, or we were just made aware, or under the impression that only one company had this proprietary liner to be installed at a cost of about, I think it was $280,000 or $258,000. But subsequent to that, we found out that there are other companies that can do this work. So if you recall, we came back to the board and pulled the item from the agenda. And we went out to bid, and so we did get two bids for the liner portion at $92,000, and the second bid was $188,000 from that same company in situ form that said originally they were going to do that for $251,000. So it's pretty amazing how from them.
Amazing what happens when they fight out this competition, huh?
Exactly. But we're even doing much better than that at $92,000. By a company by the name of Advantage Reline, and Lua Fiscalini has done a lot of investigation on them and a lot of good reviews. I've spoken to some of the government agencies that they have done work for, and they're very happy with Advantage Reline. So basically, we have the general contractor work, which is, as I mentioned, dig the holes on both sides of the river over there by the marina. And cut open the pipe, and that'll be WR Ford at $237,000. And then we have an energy line. We'll then come in, insert the liner, test it, complete that portion at about $92,000, and then WR Ford will again come back in, reconnect the pipes, and get the pipe back in service. Also on the agenda for tonight's board meeting is we need to have engineering services support during construction with Luoff and Scalamini. So included in here is also the proposal from them to provide the engineering services for $80,000, and we included 15% contingency at $61,000, which brings the total to about $471,000. So there's basically three items on the agenda tonight: WR Ford award, Advantage Reline award, and approval of the LSCE agreement for engineering services during construction.
I have a couple questions. What was our original budget for this project? I don't see it on there. Did I miss it?
Question as well.
Do we have it? Was there an original engineer's estimate on this project?
You know, this project was part of the other project over on Discovery Bay Boulevard.
Right here, I do see this in the executive. The engineer's estimate for this portion of the project was $260,000. I thought I read that.
No. Yeah, that's just the WR Ford portion of the project.
Okay, that's. I just want to make sure we're not 100, because the board's going to say, are we $200,000 over budget? And we're
no,
not.
That's a,
we're not $200,000 over budget.
Correct. I'll take a look at that. Hopefully, I can get some numbers prior to the board meeting. But that's a really good observation.
If memory serves correct, both underwater crossings we're talking about, Laguna and Lobo,
right,
Marlin Marina together was roughly about $1 million.
Yeah,
okay.
The,
all right.
The Marina one was all 600 right. and something.
Okay.
So we're saving some money because of the liner, correct? Because you said that the original liner was close to $200,000.
Well, we were
going to
go over budget with the original, and now we're under. Yes, we're saving money.
Okay. It'd be nice to have. Can we get that number for the board meeting?
Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's a great question. Thank you.
And then let me just continue to review some of these documents that are in front of me real briefly.
I'll ask one more question. The material and everything on the Advantage Reline liner is similar to what we originally, like, have we checked that to make sure that's all good?
Yes.
I'm assuming yes, yeah. But I just want to throw it out to the universe.
Have we used Ford before?
Yes.
Did they do the other one?
WR Ford is WR Ford was a contractor who came in for the pipeline down Edgeview that was underneath those homes or the driveways.
Oh.
Yeah.
They did that project. They did the Statecross main line, which
they're good
is great
people.
Work. And I believe they did the wastewater main on the bridge.
Okay.
So
oh, they did the bridge too?
Yep,
okay.
Very
fantastic.
Good. Very good.
Great. And then I answered my question, your own question, by digging a little deeper because a number jumped out at me here on the LSCE bid, but I see that that's a combined price of all both projects. Total was $211,000, but this particular project is $80,000. So when I saw $211,000, I'm like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Everything looks like you guys have done a great job of putting this together. Mike, if you can get that, get us a possible savings number for us to. So we can brag on you guys at the meeting. That would be great. And
okay. Well,
what action is the board taking tonight to approve?
All three of those things.
Okay, so the board will recommend that the committee will recommend to the board that they move forward with these contracts.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed public comment on the last item, and I don't want to miss it again. Is there anybody online that would like to make any comment about either one of these projects? And I again apologize for missing that, but when you're not in the room, I forget you're online. Is there anybody that wants to talk about that?
Currently,
no hands are up? Okay, again, I apologize to the public for missing that last time.
And I would say thank you to Mike and Aaron for figuring out that there's another way to go and, you know, before moving forward, like really being cognizant about our budgets and money and stuff like that.
Okay, so then the next item up for bid, no, just kidding, is Gregory with our famous ScanTech manual update.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi Gregory.
Hello.
So, I don't know if you heard, but we spent $18 million modifying the wastewater treatment plant, and now it doesn't really look like it used to.
Yeah.
So, we're required by our NPDES permit to have a current OEM manual, and there's been a lot of things that have changed about the plant, how it's operating, the equipment. Pump station W got it flipped out to pump station Y. We added a bar screen at the head works. And then also, Pantages added a pump station that's not currently in the OEM manual either. So we got a proposal from ScanTech to update the OEM manual. We had a CIP budget of $100,000 for this last year, and we'll be just under that with their proposal and the assistance from Herman to get the work done. I don't have a staff report yet. I have it lost in translation between me and Nina, but we will bring that formally next week, or next board meeting and next wastewater committee meeting. But as long as we're here, if you have any comments or any discussion items about that.
So there'll be no action taken on this tonight? Okay. No. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, I go way back. Gregory and I go way back on the ScanTech manual because it's been an ongoing project. I remember when we first tackled this thing in five different books or whatever the heck it was. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was before your time, I think, Anthony. And I imagine, and it was very well done, very extensive. And we're just going to be modifying that to include all of the new additions and improvements that we've done to our system since that original manual was done, or since the last update, is that correct?
Yes, and then also take out the portions of Plant 1 that no longer apply.
Modify it, adjust it for whatever's happened in the last... How often are we required to do this, Gregory?
You don't want to require to do it if it's a major change like we did. You know, and there's a lot of manuals might be 10, 15 years old and we haven't done much at the plant. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. But
once we went digital and online, there was a period of time where that wasn't working quite well because there was some security concern, but that has been resolved, and I have checked that is reestablished. It is all available online.
We just need to get
the information accurate.
That was a pretty huge investment, as I recall.
Yeah, it was. The original investment was like $200,000.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
For a manual?
Yeah, but if you were to, it's a very expensive manual. It's digital now, because if it wouldn't be, it'd be like in binders this tall. I mean, it's every piece of our thing. So if we were to let Veolia go bring in somebody else, they'd have everything right there. Not that we were going to do that, but that's the idea. So
also the idea is when people are in the field or they're doing something, they can just go online and pull it up.
Got it.
Gregory, did you say we have an estimate of cost on this yet, or no?
Yes. The ScanTech's proposal is $90,000. The CIP budget is $100,000, and Herwood would probably have about $10,000 in support for ScanTech.
$90,000?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you said $9,000. I'm going, that's a good deal.
No.
Okay.
You can't talk to an engineer for $9,000.
So you're thinking it's about $100,000 then, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else on that, bud?
No, that's it.
Did Mike leave? Mike, in absentia, we want to thank you for being here today and for your joining in on the meeting. Gregory, thank you for being here and joining in on the meeting. I appreciate that. Are there any...
What? I'm going to lock off then. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, buddy. Are there any future... He's not going to be here tonight. We don't need him tonight, right? All right, Gregory. Have a good day.
Yeah, we'll have a formal staff report next meeting.
Okay. And then, are there any future agenda items that anybody knows of in the room? I'm sure there will be in another 2 weeks. All right, so, being adjourned.